Well, from one vice, whiskey, to another, coffee. This week, Starbucks announced a 47% increase in profits in Ireland, while Nespresso sold more than €6 million worth of its coffee capsules here last year. So it seems that coffee is still a hot commodity despite the tough economic conditions. So we sent tea drinker Liam Geraghty to lift the lid on the coffee business.
Coffee break!
Most people I know, they're so grumpy in the morning unless they have their coffee fix.
In fact, I'm going in for my first cup of coffee now. Just about to go in. I have to have my fix in the morning.
This morning we found a lovely coffee shop that we hadn't been in before, and they're doing Egyptian coffee and Kenyan coffee, and people know now what they're, you know, they know what to ask for now.
It's great. It peps you up and I enjoy it.
Now it's more the social aspect of it as well. You're going into a coffee shop, but the same one maybe all the time, and you're chit-chatting to the people at the desk.
Well, I don't have it first thing, but I would have to have it by 11 or 12 or the headache would kick in.
Mrs. Doyle would be horrified to realise that we're now a nation of coffee drinkers. Various studies have shown the sale of coffee has grown steadily despite the recession, so it seems the coffee bean is giving the tea leaf a roasting on every level in the home market. Peter Stahl runs the cafe in the Science Gallery in Dublin.
We open at 8 in the morning. There's quite a few customers around that time, but then definitely half 10 until half 11, the machine just goes non-stop.
Is there a noticeable difference between people before and after they've had their coffee?
Actually, yes, you can definitely see that. And some people are nearly shaken coming up to the till trying to order coffee. And you can see that they're desperate for it.
If I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break.
There are some who believe coffee shops are replacing the pub as social hubs. Cafe consultant Alan Andrews is one such believer. But he says some coffee shops should be less concerned with profit and more conscious of quality.
You know, you're getting excellent coffee in one shop for €3, but down the road you're getting very mediocre or below average coffee for €2.80. You know, that gap doesn't fit.
Julia Murray is one of the founders of micro roastery Cloud Picker, and she says that the perception of coffee has changed a lot over the past decade.
At a very basic level, I don't have to describe what a barista is anymore, and it doesn't get confused with a barrister.
Julia says there's been an explosion in boutique coffee shops opening up recently.
Yeah, the slice of pie is getting smaller and smaller. I myself was on Merrion Row earlier on, and I walked along to the different shops. I was like, coffee, 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 you know, every single one of them. I drive around and I kind of look in and I can't, and I'm like, there's only three people in there at lunchtime. Well, how are they doing it, you know? So I suppose time will tell, and hopefully they do, because they are often the ones making better coffee. Packing area. It's all very labour intensive at the moment, and packing is actually, it's a tedious enough job, but if you can play music and kind of get into your own thoughts as you're doing it, it's okay.
Do you have a particular piece of music that you play when you're packing? Get you in the zone?
I wish I did. I wish we'd have a better sound system. At the moment we're making do with the lad's laptop and their iTunes music, which isn't great, I have to say. There's a bit of a gap there age-wise, but yeah.
Julia says it isn't all plain sailing for the coffee industry at the moment, though.
There's a number of problems on a global scale. Brazil is the largest producer of coffee, and it's experiencing a drought. So prices of coffee, certainly from Brazil, are going to go up, and that's very important for us to try and combat that.
Alan Andrews says people are still surprised by the variety of coffee out there.
We could pick a coffee from Tanzania or from Burundi and brew it, and it might taste of light floral tones and some citrusy bergamot flavors, and they're really amazed by it. You know, it's got coffee with these little nuances and flavors, and it's brilliant.
It's almost like wine.
It is almost there. Do you know what? There are 450 odd botanicals in wine, and there are over 900 in coffee. So it is twice as complex, if you believe that.
As a tea drinker, I have to ask: are we the enemy?
I drink tea. So I've had a cup of tea here today. So.
You traitor.
I know, yeah.
And that was Liam Geraghty reporting. They're gone off now for a cup of tea. Marion Fanoucan is up next. I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week. We're going to be back again at the same time next week when Conor Brophy will be filling in for me. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Electric Ireland, providing excellent customer service for our growing SME sector.
And The Business, presented by George Lee, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.